Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday night. Once again, this is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I am grateful to Jesus Christ for all of you that are listening to us on this day. For those of you that follow us, you know it's heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. So we thank God for that. We thank God for all of you that is listening. No matter what part of the world you're listening to is at, we thank God for you. Now, I'm going to give you this phone number, which is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. As we await for my brother to come on, once again, thank God for another blessed day in the Lord, another golden opportunity. And my goal is to get closer to the Lord to prepare for the things that are coming. Not everything is going to be, quote, as they would say, bad. There's going to be a move of the Spirit of the Lord in these latter days, and I thank God for it. But I want to be prepared also for the testing, the greatest havoc yet to come. I don't want to be the one that, when it arrives or come to pass, be one of the ones to turn loose of Christ. Amen. And people have to realize that the only way you're going to have to survive, you'll be able to survive it, is that it's going to have to be with Jesus. Amen. You can't survive it being on your own and putting Jesus to the side and just want to pick him up whenever you have a need. This has to be a constant communion between you and the Lord Jesus. You have to be to that point in the faith that no matter what threats come your way, that you would not renounce the Lord. Once again, I want to point you to a book called Christian Martyrs of the World. It's a good book of history, what happened with the early saints. And, you know, I just commend the early saints. I really do. And then I take a look at us in this day and time, and they really put us to shame, especially here in this nation of America, where we have yet to see the greatest havoc yet to come. We have yet to see persecution at its highest level. But it is coming, people. It is coming. But God has chosen America as a center place here for where the gospel and the word of the Lord is to go forth. So she will be cleansed. She will be Zion after the cleansing. But at hand and beforehand, she has to go through. Amen. And so God wants his people to know, prepare, prepare, prepare. As T.D. Jakes once would say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm telling you, get ready for and prepare for the greatest havoc yet to come. It is not time for foolishness. It is not time for slothfulness. It is time for us to get ready and get prepared. It is time for us to be about our Father's business. It is time to, if some of you may say, I've been communing with Jesus, it's time to upgrade it. Okay, it's time to upgrade it because the things that I've been seeing, the things the Lord been showing me, the things that he's been dealing with me about shows of great importance of why. It is time, people. It is time. Hallelujah. Glory. We got to, and this thing is going to be based on an individual decision. You're not going to be able to look to your mom and daddy who may be saved, or grandpa or grandma, your cousin or your good friend. You're going to have to make this decision for yourself personally. I know that some people are steady trying to ride on other people's faith. But as a babe in Christ, God will allow that for so long. But then there comes a time where you got to walk it out. And so, therefore, this comes down to an individual decision. People are steady looking to other people for the blessings of the Lord and all that, but not doing something personally in their lives to strive to get closer to Christ. There are going to be some who's going to find out in the last days why God said what he said. Because if you continue to take for granted the time that you are to spend with the Lord, you're going to find out why he said what he said. Amen. Praise be to God. So let me patch on my brother here. God bless you, brother, in the name of Jesus.
Well, shalom, shalom. Shalom from our Lord, Yeshua Mashiach, the Holy One of Israel, the risen Lord. Another day, another evening, another morning. We have great, great, great reasons to praise and lift him up. And we are privileged, given the privilege to again assemble ourselves together, though we are far and wide, to speak of that awesome name in person, who is name above every name, in heaven and earth and under earth, that name. That name which is hated by devils and demons and mostly scourged by false religions and deities. The name in our language, English, called Jesus the Christ. In the language of the Hebrew, Yeshua or Yahshua, the Mashiach. So today we exalt and celebrate that person who identified his name on Calvary as being lifted up for our sake. And again, we communicate, brother, and fellowship again.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we do. We are grateful for it and thank God for this opportunity that he's given us to take advantage of why we have this technology that we can use it right now. Because it is approaching to the day where true believers, and I want to stress on that word, brother, with quotation marks around it, true believers are going to be denied access to any kind of internet, TV, radio. Amen.
Well, I don't think that seems to be real to many people. Because they don't spiritually discern the will and the ways of God. No, the natural man or the natural people walking in the natural mind and thinking do not discern basically spiritual things that happen in the spiritual world. Because we're living in two worlds, between two worlds. We're living in a natural world, the human physical senses. But there is another world that's operating. It's called the kingdom of darkness, the spiritual world, the invisible world of demons and devils and principalities and powers. And I think many people who are living in the natural world, the human facilities of their five senses, they probably don't recognize there is another world, another kingdom that's operating right here, side by side and parallel to this world.
Amen.
And this other kingdom is called the spiritual kingdom of darkness. It's controlled by demonic powers and Satan. Paul talks about it in Ephesians chapter 3 and chapter 6 and 2 Corinthians 10. And then he said something that's very, very significant. Revelation 12 said that Michael and his angel fought, and the enemy is cast out and cast down into the world, and he deceives the whole world. Wow. How did he get a chance to deceive all mankind, the world and the nations? It said in Revelation, and there are things yet to be unfolded and to come to pass, about the deceiving power. What is he going to use in the end time to practically deceive all nations and all the world? It's yet ahead, because that thing he spoke about was a future tense thing, as well as a significant thing that took place in the past. So it has a duality to it about deceiving power, how Satan deceives the whole world but he deceived Adam at the garden. But he also has a coup de grace at the end time, Revelation 12, say he comes down and he deceived. So what is he going to use to deceive? And I know the popular teaching is that the saints of God, the believers are supposed to be raptured out. That sounds pretty good. I would to God it was true and accurate, but I'm afraid somebody is going to be very much disappointed and unready because they think they're going to escape the great last attack that the enemy is going to move against the world, especially the saints of God. But we are going to overcome.
Yeah.
I said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his power and his resurrection. Hallelujah. Yes. He's going to give the saints the important victorious triumphant tools to defeat the enemy on the earth, not running away in the sky, not hiding in the corner, but going to tread down the enemy under the soles of their feet. Wow. He's going to give the saints, the sanctified full believers, Pentecostal full gospel, Holy Ghost, tongue talking, prophesying, death raising, blood washed saints, complete victory in the end right here on this earth. And they're going to have to escape by running away into the sky.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know what, brother, out of all this, you're also alerting the people to get prepared. I don't know how much more that can be said out to people. You know, you look today, let me get more specific, those who are claimed to be in the body of Christ, brother, you see they go about their everyday tasks without Jesus. And that's a dangerous thing because, you know, when you talk to them, like you said, once before, you said, if you call for a prayer meeting, you ain't having too many people come. You call for a Bible study, and, you know, someone may come. And if they do come, brother, if you say 7 o'clock, they come at about 7:30, 7:45. So you can have about 15, 30 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. If you call for a fasting all night and prayer 2 days in Saturday, you'll probably have about 5% of the church or 4%. And, just, you know, it seemed like people, Jesus said, except you first take up your cross and deny yourself. That denial stuff don't go too good, popular with the saints, denying themselves. You know, that don't go too well. Our flesh don't really cater to that denying yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking a few minutes ago as a calling, when I first came to the Lord, he gave me a significant thing about laying a foundation where you overcome all things and won the victory. And one of the things that he was showing me 8 years ago was a scripture by he gave a prophet of God that was in this nation. And, by the way, Brother Nate, do you know that most people think, and I understand that the only people that the living God dealt with was in Jerusalem? From their Bible understanding, they think that the Jews or the Israelites, people who were basically Jerusalem and round about that eastern, was the only people that he dealt with, and that the only people that he worked with were those that those people around Jerusalem and the early apostles. But I got some another surprise for them. There are things that they don't yet know in Scripture that the Lord God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus himself visit other people, other nations, who are basically, many of them was of Israel, and visited them the outside of Jerusalem, who were called his other sheep in the 10th chapter of John. Other sheep I must visit. Now, so that makes us to know that the Lord has things yet be fully revealed that the saints don't think know, but hidden in the scriptures, and can only be dug out deeply, you know, much by fasting and praying. Now, the thing that the Lord was showing me in the beginning of my life was fasting, consecration, fasting, and praying was the key. And we notice that as we get closer to the end, that the saints, the believers, and the body of Christ, especially in America and in the South, they don't consecrate or dedicate too much fasting, shut-ins, and praying, and travailing, and intercession. That's not a popular thing no more like it used to be 50 years ago in America. Hallelujah. Anybody out there listening? Anybody listening?
Yeah.
Amen. You can get people to come 50 and 60 miles, brother, for a banquet. Okay?
So good. Yeah.
And don't be late because they don't want to miss the first service. I said, the first serving. Amen. And I'm going to tell on my own self, it is a shame that you can't hardly get on your knees because your stomach's sticking out and you got too much banquet. Anybody out
yeah.
there?
Yeah, uh-oh. You didn't knock some folks off now. I put
myself in there, but I'm still able. You know, this is something that the Bible talks about in the last days, that people be surfeiting and glutton and be eating, be bound by drinking and gluttonous a lot and overeating and surfeiting. And that's really true. I'm not trying to make offense, but I'm saying it has come to pass. That's all I'm saying. It has truly come to pass. And my own life, I had to, in my first stage of becoming with Christ, I was more consecrated fasting and prayer and intercession in the early stages. But as usually as the saints go along, they started getting into that mode that we see now. What time is the banquet going to be? What time are they going to start? Where's the eating at, brother, after the funeral? Where's the people say after the funeral, they're waiting for the other part. They go and moan and a little grit, but they're waiting on the other part. And you know, basically, a lot of funerals, which had kind of turned me off a lot of funerals, that after the funeral, they're looking for they call it, they're getting together, families and loved ones, but the other part are looking for the drinks and the eating.
Yeah.
I know nobody don't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear it. But many of funerals that got after they had their little what they call it parley get together. That's why they get to arguing, fighting about, because they get to drinking and carrying on. Well, who gonna get to watch and where's the diamonds at and why the poker board? Where's my Uncle Deuce at? So I never really attend a lot of aftermath funerals a lot of times, but you do it in respect for people and honor them. But a lot of time I really don't care for it because it would just be too much stuff going, you know. But anyway, yeah. I'm just talking. We're just sharing. We're just talking. But when you say, well, tomorrow we are going to, what we're going to do, we're going to dedicate this, consecrate our lives, and begin to break the will of the flesh and the power of Satan. We're not going to eat. We're not going to do any present thing all day and all into the night. We're going to just travail and intercede and call upon the name of the Lord till something happen. I'm going to be busy. And, you know, I got to go to work and I got to do this. Isn't it strange that when you was living in the world of sin, the people used to party all night and all weekend and would go to work mostly on the time after drinking and gambling for 2 or 3 days. That didn't stop them. They got up early and went. But when it comes to spiritual things, well, you know, I'm tired. Probably I'm kind of tired. And so I'm kind of tired. You know, I got to get home. And when you talk about some fasting, praying, and shut in, brother, all kind of excuses come up.
Yeah.
I know him right. I know I'm right about it. But 40, 50 years ago, especially in Chicago, many of it, the small holiness and Pentecostal churches, I'm going to say something that's going to offend somebody. 50 years ago and more, around the horn, especially like in Chicago, the small holiness and Pentecostal churches would have a Friday night shut-in or Thursday, Friday fast and shut-in. And those people had power. And do you know that the neighborhoods were more safer, brother? Why were they so safer? Them small, little churches on the corner, storefront churches, had more power than these churches that got 5,000 and 6,000 have today. I don't mean to offend nobody. I don't want to shock nobody. I'm just telling you like it. That, why? Because of consecration and dedication. They had it. I'm not saying these other people don't know the Lord, but I'm saying they had a deeper consecration and dedication. And that's where it come from, consecration and dedication. All the great revivals and spiritual awakenings, go and check them out. From 1879, the Wales Revival, to the Cane Ridge Revival, Kentucky. Go check them out. The Azusa Street Revival, the Healing Revival, the 47s in the 1940s, the healing and the prophetic power. See what they did to cause these things to happen.
You know what, brother? And I noticed that some that are professing Christ don't have a desire to know anymore. That's one of the biggest things about it. You know, some of them feel like because God moved a mountain for them one time or healed them in their body once or spoke a word to them on one time, that's enough.
Yeah.
And they don't have no desire to go any deeper. They don't have the desire to go closer. So when you give them scripture, say, listen, I want you to go and study this. Okay. And you see them next Sunday, you can sense in your spirit they didn't do it. See, some people don't think that, brother. They think that the pastor behind the pulpit can't sense when you're applying that word or not. They think you don't know that. They think that, well, he can't know. But you know. You know who's been applying the word and who hasn't.
Oh, yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can discern that. When I first started the Lord, he started me on this road of I was young, my grandma's house, and I used to, he started out me with much prayer and study at night and meditation in the word. And through the week, he started me out with the fasting and consecration. And hallelujah to Jesus, because he wanted me to start on the right road, the road path of victory. Victory. Complete victory. Total victory, because we're fighting not only against our flesh, which is against God, the enemy, but we're fighting against an invisible world called the kingdom of darkness and demons. Listen, today we're in full battle, and Satan and his powers is making inroads that they should not be making, and it's part of our responsibility to know why. Well, what do we love the most? That's what we give our time, our money, and our energy to. I don't see in Chicago these small churches on the corner, Pentecostals. You don't hear them on Friday night, hallelujah. You know, they'd be getting down, they'd be out, because the Friday night was that was what basically prayer, sanctified deliverance, and casting out demons. And you hear the Pentecostal, and they be have that good time that's going, and you heard them, and you pass by and say, what's going on? You look in there, hallelujah. But don't see too much. And I remember way back when I first came to Chicago from the deep south, about, 17, 18, one of the main churches on the south side, they would have them fast at night, 3 days fast, shut in. It was the Robert Temple Church of God in Christ. That's why I still admire the sanctified Church of God in Christ more than many things about their consecration. And Greater Harvest, which is the Baptist church. They was a sanctified Holy Ghost church. They would join, go down to the street to Robert Temple Church on that Friday night, march in, shut them sins and seek God. And from that thing, those people, that people used to be healed just by walking in the church. They didn't, nobody had to lay hands on them. Lay no oil on them, brother. They would walk in, just walk in, and many of them would get healed. And many of them would walk in, and people said, they would walk in, and some people would walk in and get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as they walk in. Now, I know there's some groups don't want to hear that. I know some groups don't believe that God worked like that today. I know some groups are still back, need updating in the scriptures. They don't want to know that. But that actually happens in the latter day where real consecration and dedication was. When I started out, in my grandmother's chair, I used to sit in this rocking chair and pray all night. And I would come in, even when I, at first when I was working, I would sit in this chair and I would pray all night. Now, I would pray, and when my mind was praying, I would go to sleep, and my spirit took over to pray. Now, here's the different type of people don't understand this, because if you don't enter into this zone, it's strange to you. But I could, when I would wake up, I could hear myself praying. Now, what part of me was praying? My mind, conscious, was asleep, but my spirit, I could hear. When I would wake up, my spirit was praying. One sister said, I heard you praying. Now, that's a part of prayer that you have to enter in called the breakthrough spiritual prayer, where your spirit takes over when your mind goes to sleep and your conscience goes to sleep. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying with the Holy Ghost and praying by the Holy Ghost into a new level. That's fearsome and awesome. Thank you, Jesus. As I would pray, the Bible said men should always pray. If I would enter into prayer, and not only pray, but enter into a prayer and sit in that chair, I remember very vividly. And I would sit up in my grandmother's chair and pray all night. And much is given to people that humble themselves before God. And I tell you, I begin to understand many things when you enter into that realm of complete dedication and seeking out God. And I would pray in that chair. And I used to come in when I was working at night, go into the washroom, and everybody would sleep at 12 o'clock at night. Hallelujah. And I think on Tuesday, Wednesday was my fast day. And then after that, I would sit at that table. After that, I went and sought the Holy Ghost. I would get my books and sit at that table and spread out the book. Now the time for the teaching and the revelation. And as I began to do that, the Holy Spirit would shine light on certain things in the scripture that I didn't see. But he's the teacher. He's the teacher. Can't leave out the Holy Spirit. I don't care what happened in your life. You can never circumvent the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, we believe in Elijah and the coming of an angel bringing a message in the last day. But Elijah, an angel, he didn't come to take the place of the Holy Spirit. And he doesn't come, he can't take the place of the Holy Spirit in your life. Hallelujah, that's not his job. A resurrected angel bringing a message from God, Elijah, he can't take the job of the Holy Spirit. He's not supposed to take the job of the Holy Spirit. But he has another job, hallelujah, another mission. And so a lot of people begin to rely on one thing more than ever. No, you still have to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit working your life, because he is the what we call the third part of the revelation of God being revealed in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit, working, revealing Christ in you and through you. All right. Tonight is Handmaiden Night. All of you dear beloved women and servants of Jesus Christ, and excellent women and good mothers and fathers, and wherever you are around the world, we salute you in that awesome name that we've been talking about the names of the living God that reveals his character and his nature. And so we've been talking about the different names of the Old Testament that reveals a certain thing about the character and nature of the living God. And we had got down, crossed over to the Old New Testament about the name that is above every name. And that name is never going to be outlawed. So here we are today rejoicing, we're acknowledging Jesus, acknowledging the Christ, the risen Christ, the victorious Christ, and the seated Christ at the right hand of the Father, and we recognize the Holy Spirit and the blood of the new covenant and the saints everywhere in Christ. So we are the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. What you talking about? We are the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, the last message. We are the body of Christ, the redeemed in Christ, Jesus, with the last and final message, the Bible talk about, the midnight cry. Well, there's a lot of things that saints don't yet know that's supposed to come to pass before Jesus returned to this earth. So tonight, we celebrate the handmaids of the Lord, and we celebrate the Holy Spirit, who is to make God real in the earth, in your life. We celebrate the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, because he's much needed to confront the enemy. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about what Jesus did when, in the 17th chapter of Matthew, I think in H.M. Mark, when they went to cast out a certain demons, and he says, boys, this fellow, this person, this type of demon only comes out by fasting and prayer, much prayer and prayer, right?
Right.
He said, this kind. So we I tell you one thing, I done met some of those demons. Me and Brother Clark met some of them demons that they would not come out without prayer and fasting. I tell you, we have confronted him. Brother Crockett, my friend who's gone on to heaven in glory now, and Mother Crockett, we confronted some people with some strong demons. Hallelujah. Now, you want to get in trouble, brother, start talking about demons.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I'm not talking about the sinners now. I'm not talking about sinners.
Yeah.
Sinners believe a lot of stuff that the church people don't even believe. Okay, now. Okay. Amen. When I used to work on my job, I would witness to people where I was working, and I could get the sinners, a lot, some of the sinners listen more than the church people.
Yeah.
Well, anybody out there?
Amen.
Because I'm afraid pride and traditions of men has blinded in the last day. A lot of times, people that call themselves Christians, you can't get them to listen about Scripture, brother. I mean, you start talking about some of the things in the Scripture and the Word of God, and a lot of the Christians, they know everything. They understand
right.
Everything. And just as, no, I'm not going to say it like Trump said, dumb. I'm not going to use that. By the way, our president of the United States haven't seemed to be having a problem.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And we have to pray for him and his staff and for our country and our nation and for his family. He is having quite a few difficulties, and I'm regrettable to say that he's the cause of some of this stuff that he's going through. He's the one that caused a lot of this stuff, and by not being wise and not being humble and honest, that he's causing a lot of this stuff on his own self. So we have to pray for him that the Lord will humble him before the cross, and pray that his family and him be safe, and that he'll humble himself and come to himself to know that Jesus is wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. So he needs a lot, because there's a lot of going on in our nation. Now they're trying to impeach him. And as I read the book of Daniel about governments, and God set up governments and God takes down government, and even though Trump was put in about the guiding of the Lord, he is yet struggling with submission to the Lord. He's still struggling with that, and he's struggling with not submitting to correction or being counseled or being told that he's wrong. He struggles with that. He can't be wrong about anything.
Right.
You know, when a person gets to this, when they beyond the area that you can't correct them, Jesus said, told the Christians, always stay humble where you can be corrected. Whom the Lord loveth, he chastens and corrects every son. I don't know if he's in Christ or not. But he struggles with receiving correction and counsel. He'll call your name in a minute if you
sure will. Yes, he will. Yeah.
And that's a sign of an ego, of pride, of self-righteousness that you can't be corrected. You can't be chastened. Whoever, you know, the Bible said in Hebrew that concerning covenant Christian, whom the Lord loveth, he chastens and correct every son. Whosoever is without correction, and this is what he says in Hebrew to the believers, everyone who does not substitute him to the correction of the Lord is a bastard.
Yeah.
I know they don't use that word, but it's denoting something when you use that word. I'm not using it in a vulgar way. I'm showing the Bible use it in a way to understand your decision. It said, whosoever is without the correction from the Lord and refuse to correction the Lord is considered no longer a son, but a bastard. You don't know that one time in the history they used to put that on the birth certificate.
You know, I think I heard of that. I really do think I heard of that years ago.
Yeah, it's been years and years ago.
I think I heard mention of that before. I don't know who told me, but I think I remember hearing that.
And let's pray for our president, because he doesn't. His idea is that everything he says is great, and he can't be wrong. I say he can't be wrong by anything. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a dangerous place to be. And the another second thing that we need to pray about, his own party, because many of them say they are conservative Christians, Republican,
right.
Therefore be Christian. And I no doubt that they don't have, you know, but they don't show it because they're afraid to rebuke or chasten him, and they stand by and cover up for his mistakes and refuse to seek to help and correct him and stand before the nations and instead say, look, he's making a mistake. We don't agree with that. But they are so weak in integrity. Many of them are weak, and they just stand there and cover up for his lies and mistakes instead of trying to help him.
Right.
So you don't help a person by covering up, you know, covering up for them. Instead of humbling yourself to help and correct them and chasing them, you're not helping them. You're giving place to the devil. And see, that's why the devil is doing something, because, see, by them covering up for Mr. Trump, they're giving place to the devil. You understand that?
Right.
Because they don't know the legal reason of the Bible. And so when you cover up instead of help a person to find themselves and correct themselves and love them enough to try to rebuke them, then you show in true love. But when you stand by and just cover up for lies and failures and cover up, you are helping the devil. And that's what people don't legally know. You're giving place to the enemy to attack, because legally he can attack now because you're covering up for sin and wickedness and won't stand up. And so therefore that gives place for them to attack the government, attack Trump, and attack our way of life, instead of getting Mr. Trump, Mr. President, we can't agree with wrongdoing. We want you to know that we know that God is a forgiving God if you humble yourself, and if you submit yourself, he's always willing to forgive and cleanse, and he's willing to counsel us. So let's counsel together and seek the counsel of the Lord. I'm great. I don't make mistakes. And then he'll start calling names.
Yeah.
No doubt, if I would go up there, I'll have to be, you know, respectful and in honor, but I guess I have to, you know, get a few name callings, you know.
Yeah. Amen.
But I do commend him for the good, some good things that he's done. I'm not going to be hypocritical. I am going to commend him for a few good, positive things that he has accomplished. So I pray for those things that he has accomplished good for God. Now, we're on the we'll pray for our president and our government and for the nations of the earth, because we're about to be swallowed up. The Christian way of life and standard in America is about to be consumed and taken away. I keep saying this because we don't believe that it's happening and going to happen. There's going to be laws and rules established where a Bible-believing Christian is not going to be able to preach certain truths in the Bible. You will not. They're already fighting now that you can't say this about a certain sin or a certain abomination in the Bible. All that's hatred, and we're going to sue you. You can't. That's certain rules now. You lose your job if you said, this is my religious faith, and this is where I stand with the Bible. You can't say that. And you're going to get. And so now it's going to be laws and rules where you can't preach about the same thing, Nate. So you better get it out now, bro. You better start giving it all out now.
I am. I definitely is doing that. And you're right, brother, because, you know, we can't waste the time. That's why, you know, the subjects that we speak on, you know, people might look at it, you're trying to be arrogant and all that. No, I'm just trying to get the word of truth out to you, because sooner or later, brother, they ain't going to want you talking about abortion. Not on the internet, not on no Facebook, not on no YouTube. They ain't going to want you to talk about that, period.
Wait a minute. What we think they would do to Moses, Joshua, and they'll come up and say, the Lord God Jehovah forbids and hate and despise this work of darkness of evil, a man with a woman, with woman without marriage, and a man with man, a man with beasts, or women with women, or with witchcraft, or sorcery, or psychery, or abortion. What do you think they would do to Moses, to John the Baptist, and Jeremiah if they would come out against lewdness and wickedness and eroticism and idolatryism? What do you think they'll do to them today?
Brother, they would hang them on the wall and put them on public TV while they're doing it. I'm just being honest with you. That's what they'll do.
Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, you better be glad you're not in this generation. Daniel, Jeremiah, Hosea, Moses,
yeah,
John
Lord.
The Baptist. You better be glad you're not living in this generation. They were. See what they did.
They'll put you on TV, brother. Up in here. So.
If Jesus himself would come preaching and teaching some of the stuff that he taught, I know a lot of people think they love the Lord Jesus. I know they say they love the Lord Jesus, and I'm not saying that. But what Jesus taught and preached to the Israel and to Jews in his day got him hung on that tree. Did you get that?
Yeah.
I said what he preached. Now, the miracles and the healings and deliverance, the Jews of that day, the scribes, they was against that too. But he'll be received mostly for the healing, deliverance, and that. But the preaching and the teaching about sin, iniquity, and abomination, they've been locked him in jail and put him out of town.
Yeah.
Yes. See, that Jesus that we got hanging in the church in a picture with long blonde hair, that's not the Jesus of the Bible.
No, not Harley, brother. Not Harley.
I'm sorry about that, somebody, but that's not the Jesus of the Bible. That one you see with the cross in a certain church with a big cross and with Mary on the side, that's not the Jesus teaching of the Bible.
Right.
See, why couldn't I have a nice, sweet, compromising message, brother?
Well, because you wasn't called to give one. That's the reason why he was called to get one.
I was driving along and I was thinking about this scripture. Back to me again. Woe be unto you when all men speak well of you.
Yeah.
Woe be unto you when all men speak well of you. Pat you on the shoulder and give you a credit. Woe be unto you when all men speak well on you, of you. So I'd rather to be hated for righteousness' sake than be loved for compromise' sake.
Yeah.
Did you get that? I'd rather be hated for the righteousness of Jesus Christ and the gospel than to be loved, patted on the shoulder, and praised for compromising sake and telling people what they want to hear.
Yeah.
So this is a wonderful day, brother, for us to see who's going to be number one today. And we speak to the world of the handmaiden. And we are rejoicing and we're believing for a miracle of a waves of glory to hit our people in Kurdish and in Turkey and Syria. Hallelujah. And the angel messenger, Elias, had said that this message must go to all men, all nations, to the ends of the earth, to the isles of the sea. And so we're on the broadcast hoping that very soon we'll be able to reach all nations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that they'll be hearing the booming voice of the Lord speaking to our brother Nate and Emmanuel and Keeving and Josiah Lee and whoever the Lord raises up, and a hallelujah, that they will hear the voice like John the Baptist crying out from the wilderness speaking, Elijah has come with the final call, make ready, Christ comes. Prepare for the greatest revival, the greatest move of the Holy Ghost is about to take place. The greatest shaking of all nations, the shaking of all governments, of all institutions, in the name of the Lord Jesus and the foundation of the gospel. I believe the coming of the Lord is near, and so therefore the move, the great spiritual awakening is about to take place among a remnant of faith, and that they're going to cry and fast and travail and weep day and night until the breakthrough comes. I believe the greatest move of the Holy Ghost is ready. It's begun. It's begun in Central America. It's in South America. It's begun in Asia, but it has not really touched America yet, because America is too full of greed and idolatry and wickedness, and she has to be humble and shaken loose to seek the face of the living God. So now we are at that place where the shaking is begun, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, most Amen. Definitely, brother. You're right. It's you're definitely right on that, brother. Because, you know, God, you know, He's merciful and He's long suffering, brother. I think sometimes we play on that. I really do. I think sometimes we play on that, and God has to say, well, I guess I'm gonna have to show Him, you know, because you know people say, well, He's long suffering, He's love, and you know how if people see that you're tender hearted, they try to take advantage of you. I think that sometimes that's what happens.
Same.
And God said, "Yeah, I'm going to have to show him. I'm going to have to show him."
Yeah. Well, the Lord is tender and mercy and kindness yet, but his anger is getting, his wrath is coming up before his face as it did in the days of Israel. And so his wrath and anger, hallelujah, is coming up before his face now. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we better get in the move of what we call Solomon's assembly, crying mightily and humbly before our God, until, like Jacob, I will not let you go until you bless my soul. When Jacob wrestled with the angel, said, I won't let you go until a breakthrough come. Hallelujah. That's where we better get. That Jacob cried and said, the angel, as he wrestled to the break of day, said, I'm not going to let you go. Until I will not let you go until breaking forth. And he said, I will not turn you loose until there is an answer. And so I'm believing that's what we're going to have to get, like Jacob was when he wrestled with the angel until the break of day and said, I will not let you go until you bless me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, anyway, we're praying and believing that God will give us two more sisters to add on this night, whether they be in Africa, Philippines, Mexico, wherever you may be, Paraguay, Portugal, Venezuela, Russia, China, France, England, wherever, in Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, wherever you may be, our voice of love and concern and caring is for you and for all of, especially the women and the children that are bearing much suffering. Our hearts goes out because the enemy is seeking to destroy all flesh. Amen. But there is a way of deliverance that Jesus has made. And now the voice of the angel, the trump of God is sounding through the voice of this angel of Revelation. And in the Revelation, you see Revelation 10 and Revelation 14, Revelation 8, and you'll see the trump of the living God blow the trump. And this angel comes with a message, with a trumpet call in this 12th hour, with a answer and a deliverance. And he said that Jesus is on his way back, and soon, prepare me a bride, prepare me a vision, prepare Israel, warn the nation. So this last message of Elijah, this angel coming with a voice and a trump with a message in Zion. Hallelujah. So who that has ear, let him hear. Now the churches, many of them are good, wonderful, and doing great work. There's a few doing a great and mighty work in the world. The angel said there's many followers of Christ, many that represent his word, are doing a mighty, mighty work. And so I just want to commend some of the mighty works that I see, like CBN has for years done a mighty work. I see Marcus Lamb is on networks doing work, reaching on the technology, I think. Then there's now Jim Baker is doing a mighty work from his restoration. And so we see and we hear some women doing work. Minister, what's that woman that's on TV that's reaching thousands of people in the across the sea, and she's in her 80s.
Marilyn Hickey.
Yeah. In her 80 years old, she's going across the sea in Arabian, going into Muslim nations. This woman is going to Muslim nations, brother. Like, when you go to a Muslim nation talking about preaching the gospel, you may not come away. You know what I'm saying? You understand that?
Right.
But I don't yes,
brother, that's why I'm glad you said that. That's why I got the utmost respect for the missionaries. I'm talking about two missionaries that stay left.
Yes.
You know, brother, that's been on my heart for the past few months. And I was thinking about our brothers and sisters in the other countries who are being persecuted, but also the missionaries, brother, that were here to say, Lord, send me. I got great respect for them.
Great respect for them. They leave their houses, their homes, their children, their jobs, their businesses, and they're men and women. Think about it. It's not just one. It's men and women taking Bibles to Russia, taking Bibles to Pakistan, putting their lives on, bringing Bibles, taking hope, taking medicine, taking food, taking hope. And a lot of them are women with such a call. And I commend, I have great respect for brother. I give them such honor. They're my brethren in the faith of Jesus. I don't care what no traditional church and the preachers say. These are my brethren. They are the same DNA, the same daddy, the same Holy Ghost, the same Jesus, the same cross. They are my brothers in Christ. And they're in Africa. They're in Asia, China, certain parts of it, and putting their lives on the line to bring life and hope and redemption to people. They are my brothers. They are my sisters. And like Marilyn Hickey, a woman on TV, man, that's reached millions, has left her home, go to Buddhist nations, go to Islam nations, where you did not leave the next day. This 80-year-old woman revealed much to Jesus Christ and his redemption power. This woman in her 80s. Now, who gonna say that's of the devil? Who dare say that's of the devil?
Yeah.
I tell her, I said, just leave my face. I mean, leave my face, please.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Please. 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 Because I know a true missionary that love people and give their life. And don't tell me that a male or female can't take life in their mouth, have the word of life in their mouth. And whether they be black, white, red, yellow, they have an assignment and a love assignment to go and take life to people and light to people. And say, and bring even written word or the spoken word, they're taking it. And these women missionaries that go, and some of them get killed with their husband. Sometimes they go alone and they die for the cause of Christ. I have respect, honor, great respect for these people that give their lives for the gospel of Christ. Because I don't see many other churches doing that. People that talk about what they can't, what women can't do, they ain't doing nothing. What they doing? The one that said, well, you know, what are they doing? You know, the messenger, the angel asked us a question even in the Elijah message group. He says, this is a great message and a great day. What have you done? That's kind of make me repent. Now, how about me?
Amen.
But that hit me. He asked the church of the Lord Christ, he said, what have you done now?
Yeah.
If I'm going to criticize somebody, I got to outdo them, don't I?
Amen.
If I'm going to criticize you, I got to outrun you. If I got to criticize your love, I got to outlove you, don't I?
Yeah.
If I got to criticize, I got to out-humble you. See, praise the Lord for Jesus. He's great today and great to be praised and to be lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. I can just see Brother Clark looking over the walls of glory over there in heaven. What y'all doing down there? I can hear Sister Christine Clark. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. What are y'all getting done or down there?
Amen.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I can just hear Brother Draves walking the streets to go, now y'all stay sweet now. Y'all stay humble and be sweet and everything.
Yeah.
I can just hear Brother Moore. I don't know if you heard Brother Moore, how he preached about this last message, this Elijah message. I haven't heard but one or two more people that preached this message at Alfred Moore, our brother who left Chicago and went to Alabama. I haven't heard maybe two people in this Elijah message that preach like Elder Moore, this Elijah message. Haven't heard maybe two more people. None. Because all of these men left from Chicago. They came from Chicago. They went to Durant. They went to Alabama. And whoever places. Hallelujah. So Chicago, you know, did raise up a few good people, right, you know?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, yes. Okay. Now, Sister Allison, she don't listen long enough. And we're going to invite her and with her, she have a message, a song, a prophecy, a healing, or a deliverance. And hello, Brother Anderson. We greet you and your love. And Sister Anderson, are you still there?
Well, she hasn't called in yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna give her a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, you know, this is Saturday. This is a time you spend time with family. With husband and things,
and like I said, God bless her. She's on. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brothers. I'm blessed. I was listening, but not long enough, brother. Just the word is good, and I thank and I praise the Lord for it. And just listening and listening at what the word says. What's to come? And today I was meditating and reading and thinking on the word, and the Lord said there's going to be great lamentation and weeping and mourning. And the Lord has said, we're going to be doing it for our children, for the children. And thinking about, you know, there need to be a solemn assembly, because God knows I want to draw nigh as closest to him as I can get. You know, I have a saying that I tell some people, like, you know, sometimes people follow other people around. It's like they've grown to their hip. I want to be grown to Jesus' hip. I want to be grown to Jesus. I want a solemn assembly. I want to be a Marilyn Hickey. You know, those great people, Brother Clark and Sister Clark, they paved the way. Brother and Sister Crockett, they paved the way. And Mother Cage, and Sister Elaine, and Sister Cynthia Rogers, they paved the way. I thank and I praise the Lord for it. I thank God for it. I want to be, you know, just draw nigh into solemn assembly, you know, and I heard you say that, you know, why, you know, about your ministry, and that you don't preach a good and sweet ministry. It's not called for you to preach a good and sweet ministry, because when you've given yourself to the Lord in real and truthful and faithful, you're going to preach and teach what God give you to preach and teach. And he gives you the truth and the ripeness of the word. The word has ripened, and he's given it to you to put out there. And I thank God for it. Brother Nate, thank God for you.
Well, brother, sister, we're on the air before we can get hoorays and a lot of praise and a lot of popularity and be liked by everyone. That's our job, to be sure we'll be popular and liked by everyone. And, you know, that was that the call of Jesus or John the Baptist, the apostle, to be liked and received by everyone, to be popular on number one list. Brother Nate, you on the popular list, you're getting so many popularity. You're just getting pats on the shoulders everywhere. And now those people that pat you on the shoulder for teaching and demonstrating the gospel are the true witnesses. And we understand why people, we are a cutting-edge ministry in the prophetic sense. Everyone has a different call and different ministry. It's not the same. We appreciate all the rest of the ministries. I do. I appreciate a lot of real true ministry. Like the women, you're talking about Marilyn Hickey, this 80-year-old woman, 84, her daring faith and love, a woman. This is a woman in her 84th on national TV and goes to all these nations. I said, now, where are the men? And now we got men that's going to nations too. Now, I'm not saying that we have men that's going missionaries too, but I have to commend the women. We got African women that we don't hear too much about. We got Asian women that God is using, all females. And some of the fiery Mexican and Spanish, them people are fire. When they get on fire for God, you can't hold them. And you can't even hold. When the Holy Ghost hit them, them Spanish people, brother, you can't stop them from shouting and praising the Lord. Now, you just ain't, it ain't going to work. Okay. Amen. So he's using some of the, he's having a move in China, underground church. Those women are going on missionary journey, just as well as the men. Women are going out two by two, as well as the men. Oh, I just think it's awesome what he's doing, what the Lord is doing, how he's visiting the Islam people in dreams and visions and angels, and how he's living in Indonesia, and how he's moving among these nations mightily. Hallelujah. And I want to give special thanks. I want to give special thanks to our president of the United States that's standing up strong for the Christian values and people. He's one of the few presidents, with all of his faults and failures, stand strong for the Bible-believing Christian. He's one of the few presidents that come out and stand for the saying that the Christians, the world, America would be nothing without those Christian Bible-believing. Do you know that even with Trump, all his fault, that he allowed people to lay hands on him?
I heard.
Now, that's unheard. You can't touch the president. But in his office, when they come to meet, ministers lay hands on him. Mm-hmm. And that's unheard of, mm-hmm. that he allow you to lay hands on him and pray for him.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Do you remember on the news back here 2 years ago, that man, that Christian missionary, was in, what, Turkey? It was on the news all over. He had been in prison almost 2 years. He was all on the news. His name was Andrew
right.
Bronson. And
right.
we was, yeah. remember when we started praying for him, what, it was back here the first of the year, we were praying for him, Brother Nate. And, and he had been in prison over there, what, it's Turkey? Yeah. And he was held prison for 2 years. Do you know who the one that was working with the government to get him free? Mr. Trump.
Mr. Trump. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, I got to give him aid. I can't be a hypocrite and not give him credit for what he's due. I can't, you know, I tell about some of his failings, but I got to tell some about his success, too. He was the one that's working with that Turkish government to try to get that man free who had been in the Turkish jail. He was a Christian missionary, a man. Finally, they worked and got him free after 2 years.
Yeah.
And the man is telling the testimony about his 2 years in that prison. Mm-hmm. And how when he got out, he was invited to the White House, and you know the first thing he did. He laid hands on Mr. Trump and prayed for him.
Amen.
I don't think the mother presidents would let all that stuff go on, because half of them wasn't Christians, no way. So, amen.
Right.
Let's pray for Mr. Obama and his wife that they get a real experience with Jesus Christ as Lord. Let's ask for a miracle. For them.
Jesus.
You think that's okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's definitely okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
and
you,
that,
Jesus.
They'll, you know, having a real conversion and redemption with Jesus Christ, Mr. Because he was raised in a, he's a good man, but he was raised in a socialist mother, I think stepmother was a socialist. So let's ask the Lord give him a miracle and experience that transformed him, his life, and his wife and his children. Lord, Mr. Obama, the former president.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything too hard for you to do? Luke 1:37,
yeah.
Genesis 18:14. Is anything impossible too hard for you to do, Most High God?
Yes, sir.
El Elyon.
Yes, sir.
El Elyon.
Jesus.
Is there anything too difficult for you to do?
Jesus.
Wouldn't it be, Lord, a great
yes.
testimony if Mr.
Yes.
Obama will come out and say, I am a redeemed, born-again Christian?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let Jimmy Carter, Lord, is in his almost 90 years old. He's showing his Christian character. The former president, Jimmy Carter, is showing and demonstrating daily his Christian faith and character. If he...
Yes.
Mr. Carter was not ashamed to own Jesus publicly. Let Mr. Obama have that experience and his wife.
Yes.
Let them be precious in your sight.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Would
yes,
you visit
Lord.
Them and show
yes.
yourself to them? Would you
yes.
manifest
yes.
yourself to his children? For
yes.
they are precious in your
oh,
sight.
Yes.
yes, Lord.
Is there anything hard for you? This would be a great testimony and a great, great speaking point to the whole world that Mr. Obama said, I am a Bible believer. I've been redeemed. I've been converted. I've been transformed by the power
yes.
of Jesus Christ.
Amazing.
And humble Mr. Trump. Lord,
yes.
there's many things that he's doing that's shooting himself in the foot. Would you humble him?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Would you
yes.
humble
yes.
Mr. Trump? Before your face. Bring
yes,
him
Lord.
Low.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Before you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In submission.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We ask you for this miracle. We believe for a miracle.
Yes, Lord.
We believe for this miracle.
Relieve
We're believing
Jesus.
For this
for
mighty
this
miracle in in the White House.
Yes.
Let there
yes.
be a cloud of fire over that house.
Yes.
That people see the glory over that house. In
glory,
Jesus'
yes.
name. We reclaim our nation. We reclaim
yes.
our government. We reclaim
yes.
our education system. We're reclaiming our children. Our children
yes.
are being
yes.
swept away.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Our
Lord
children
Jesus.
And your seed is being swept away.
In the name of Jesus.
We stand in the gap and make up the hedge this night.
Yes.
For you
yes.
sought for a man, or sought for a woman, or sought for a vessel to stand in the gap to make up the hedge that you may not destroy and bring judgment. So we're standing in the gap and making
yes,
up the hedge. To
yes,
not.
Lord Jesus.
Dear Jesus,
Jesus.
Christ
yes.
our Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the power of the
Thank
devil
you,
and the power of evil be broken and destroyed.
Yes.
And remember your promise to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Yes, Lord. Let it be broken and destroyed, Jesus.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Lord,
we thank you right now, Jesus. We thank you right now, Jesus.
Now,
Jesus.
We do not forget
yes.
our own children. I bring my sons.
Yes,
and Brother
Lord.
Nate bring his sons and daughters.
Yes,
and Sister
Lord,
Anderson
Jesus.
Bring her sons and daughters.
Yes, Lord.
And we
Jesus.
Bring the sons and daughters of the believers in this word.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
to
Lord,
you
Jesus.
At the foot of the cross.
At the
yes,
foot
Lord.
Of the cross.
Sister Phyllis Gibson has much travail for her sons. We bring
yes.
him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We bring
Lord,
Sister
yes.
Fox having difficulties yes. in her body and Mother Hill.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Mother
Fogg,
much travail for her sons and stepsons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
dear
Lord,
Jesus.
Yes.
The women,
yes.
the mothers weep for their children.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
We bring those that are married, we bring their wives, and we bring their husbands.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And we lay
yes,
them at your feet, that you remember the
yes.
promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning
yes,
their seed and our seed. In
Pray
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Satan,
yes,
take
Lord.
Your hands off of them. We take
Lord,
a thought.
Jesus.
Satan, take your filthy, rotten, defeated hands off of them. Satan, we command you by the covenant blood of Jesus Christ, who came through the seed of David and Abraham, take your filthy hands off of these children, off of their minds and life. We command you by the sword of the Lord, take your hands off of them. We put our foot on your head and crush you.
Yes.
In the body of Christ, we crush you because Jesus is our head. We crush you.
You, Satan. We crush you, Satan. The words and the power.
We plead
Christ.
The blood of Jesus as a remembrance. We plead the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus as a remembrance. The blood to counteract
yes.
the enemy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Save and deliver our children, even the orphans and the widows in our houses. Save and deliver.
Save.
Let there be a revival among the young people, the children. Let there be a Holy Ghost visitation, an angel visitation among the young people that rise up and raise up a mighty army among the young. Just like you're doing in China, Lord. You're raising up
yes.
children, young
yes,
children
Lord.
In China.
Yes.
And they're working miracles and doing signs and wonders.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You're raising up children
Thanks.
In South and Central America.
Jesus.
In Mexico, in Philippines, let there be a move
yes.
of the Holy Spirit for the children precious in
yes,
your
Lord.
Sight.
Yes, Lord.
Precious
Lord,
in
yes.
your sight. Anoint
Lord.
The parents. Turn their
yes.
eyes upon Jesus.
Yes,
Anoint
Lord.
The mothers, single mothers. Turn their eyes.
Yes. Yes.
Turn
Jesus.
Their eyes upon the Lamb of God.
Yes,
and
Lord,
reach
Jesus.
Out.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn their eyes upon you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We got a caller here. Let me put pass this caller on.
Jesus.
God bless you, caller.
Thank
who
you.
Are we speaking with?
You're speaking to Sister Gillespie.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Gillespie. How you doing?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm blessed, blessed, blessed. I want you all to pray for Sister Ella Macbeth. You know, she is weak. She was in the hospital, and I understand that if all of you all didn't get the message, to pray for her. Her son say that they supposed to let her come home, but then the doctor say for her to go to a rehabilitation place first to get her to moving again, you know, because where she had went, I guess they did everything for her and didn't let her get up or whatever, the people she was visiting and her family. So therefore, she needs prayer. And the prayer went out, but I understand everybody didn't get it. So I wish you all to add her to the prayer list for all of the things to be praying for her.
Amen.
Well, we'll definitely do that. God bless. We'll do that right now. Amen. God bless.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, this is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray for Sister Macbeth this day, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you know that by your stripes she is healed. And Lord God,
yes,
you went through with the beating of many stripes, and her sickness and disease was put on you too, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak to her body right now. We speak the power of the Holy Ghost unto her body. And we command it to recover in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've given us the authority to speak in your name. Because, Lord, we are disciples of the Most High God. And therefore, Lord, we stand firm on your word. Because, Lord, you do nothing in vain, Lord God. And Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, right now, touch that body and cause the rehabilitation process to begin. Work with the people that work with her, Lord God, and bring forth this full and speedy recovery in the name of Jesus, that she may have this testimony to testify to others about the power of God and heals and grace in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to pray for her, and we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Someone for Mother Hill in that home, Mother Hill, also, and Jim Nashland in Missouri, and for Ellen Dre's brother, Leonard's wife, Nawasha Green, and Mike, special needs,
Yes.
The Crows have special needs. Brenda Humphrey, Ola Don, and her children's Elo Koshata. All of these special needs. We thank God for raising up Sister Sally, our beloved sister in Rockford, and the grace he extended and progressive into her. We celebrate Jesus. And thank God.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jesus. So good.
Yes.
He is so good and so faithful. So Mother Hill and they're in Kentucky. Also in their home. Hallelujah. And Sister Fox, she having a difficulty in her body. She's supposed to be, I think, son's bringing, moving her back to Chicago. But anyway, let's remember an agreement tonight that the Lord would pass by, the Lord Jesus would pass by, and that his shadow would overshadow them.
Jesus.
All of these requests,
thank you, Jesus.
We bring them to you as you commanded us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You have charged us to bring all of our needs, our burdens, and our requests to you.
Yes, Jesus.
And to come with faith.
Jesus.
And come with a believing heart.
Yes, Lord.
And come in agreement. And come with the promises of God.
Jesus. Yes.
Is it not written? The Moses, the man of God, he lived long. He lived under the glory.
Yes.
And in his 120 years, he was not feeble, nor under sickness. He did not leave or lose his natural abatement. His youth was renewed as the eagle, his life and his strength. If you did it for Moses under the old covenant, will you not do it for us on a new and a better covenant.
Oh, yes.
With better promises, with a better sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Will you not do it for us, your redeemed people? Will you not show the world that you are alive, that you are alive and well, and that you take care of your children? So all of these names we are committed to you for a miracle of healing and deliverance and awakening.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
A healing, a miracle, and a restoration that the people might know. They might know there is a living God in Zion and in Mount Zion.
Yes,
and that you are alive, Jesus, that you're not dead, like many said, that you are risen. And that you're at the right hand of the Father, interceding as high priest. And that the miracles and the wonders we're asking for you today is part of the New Testament promise. And the angel messenger that said miracles are witnessing proof of God's power, message 85 and 9.
Yes.
And message, angel message, message 9, he said miracles and healing and deliverance in a better way in the lives of many.
Wow.
All these promises we bring to you, Jesus, and we believe for them to come to pass.
Jesus.
Bless the Phyllis and the struggle.
Jesus. Yeah.
And many more unnamed.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We expect a miracle.
We look
for a miracle. We're believing for a miracle of your hand. We expect that your testimonies, that you are passed by them.
Yes, Lord.
And you left a miracle.
Yes. Yes,
that in 2019, you are the
Lord,
same.
Jesus. Yes.
In 2019, you are the same.
You're the same.
You are not just yesterday, but today.
Yes.
Lord, yes.
And this moment, we live to believe, to receive.
Oh, yes.
For you sent your word and heal them and deliver them from destruction.
Yes, Lord.
Who forgive all our iniquity and heal all our diseases. Renew our youth as an eagle who redeemed us from destruction.
Yes.
You are the same yesterday.
Yes.
You are the same today.
Yes.
You are the same yesterday and forever in your promise.
Yes.
You are alive. You are not dead. You are risen with power.
You're
and we are your children and the children of your pastor.
Yes.
Therefore, we have this right to overcome the enemy and rebuke the devil who attacked your people and plagued your people, because the blood has been shed. The blood of the Lamb has been given. The life has been given. You prove yourself your love. Now in these last days, we need a miraculous supernatural God to reveal himself.
Yes,
the name of Jesus the Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Through this name and person of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the person and the power of the Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
The Lamb of God. We have full thank you. We thank you. We dare to thank you. We dare to thank you. We dare to give you glory. We dare to give you glory. We're not ashamed to give you glory. We're not afraid to give you glory, to lift our hands. We fear not man. We fear not devil. We lift our hearts and our faith. You were lifted up for our sake. Your hand was stretched out for our sake. Your arm was stretched out for our sake and nail. And you gave yourself to be stretched out and made it a sin sacrifice. So we stretch our hands to you, and we are not afraid. For in heaven they are rejoicing. In heaven they are continually joy. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. Because you're faithful. Your word is true. Your covenant you're not breaking. We will rejoice in a covenant-keeping God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Faithful to see their promise.
Yes.
Faithful to see their promise. Faithful is he that promised, and he that will do it. Faithful is he that's promised, and faithful is he, for his name is faithful. Faithful and true. His name is above every name. Faithful and true, the word of the living God. Faithful and true. Cancers, tumors, heart conditions, diabetes, heart attacks, strokes. You are subject to that name. You are subject to the person of that name. Conditions, kidney problems. You are subject to arthritis. You are still subject to that name and that person who is lifted up.
Oh, yes.
The Christ, the Mashiach.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Holy One.
Yes, Lord.
You are still subject to that power. You are subject to the power of his resurrection. You're subject to the blood. You're subject to the covenant. You're subject to his name. You're subject to his authority. You are subject. You're subject to the Holy Ghost. You're subject to the authority of the sons of God. You are subject.
You're subject.
Disease. You are subject. Pain. You are subject. We rebuke pain. The spirit of pain. The spirit of pain must obey in these lives. We charge you.
Yes,
oh, the Holy One of Israel, great Jehovah, great Jehovah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For no weapon formed against us shall not prosper. No weapon formed against us shall not prosper. Every tongue that rises up, and we condemn it. Satan, you dare to attack the people of God. You dare to lift your hand, Satan, against their bodies and their soul. Satan, you dare, the Lord rebuke you. Even Jesus the Christ, the Lord God rebuke you. You dare to touch the people of God. You dare, you defeated lying devil. The Lord rebuke you. Even Jesus the risen Christ.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We break powers of darkness over the mind, oppression over the mind, spirits of oppression, spirits of fear, spirits of worry, spirits of anxiety, spirits of hate and malice that oppress the people. You spirit of fear and worry, you must leave. Anxiety, God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of worry. God has not given us a spirit of anxiety. God has not given us spirit to fret, but given faith, peace, power, and a sound mind. I accept what God gives. I reject what the enemy gives. Jesus is my peace. Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is my wisdom, my sanctification, my life. He's my health, my healing. My healing.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against us shall not prosper. By devil, by demon, by witch, by warlock, by man, by problem, by temptation, by storm, by accident, no weapon formed against us shall not succeed. It shall not succeed. Cancer, you are a lying, deceiving spirit. You cannot, you will not.
Cannot, it will not.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
All right, Brother Nate.
Thank God for all of you that's listening. For those of you who haven't accepted Christ as Lord, you know, right now is the time. And we just want to lead you to Christ, and all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as Lord. I believe that you were raised from the dead. And your word said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you were in no wise cast out.
Yes,
if you
pray
that prayer right there with sincerity of heart, you are a born-again believer in Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
We are now calling you brother or sister in Christ Jesus. And we want to also Welcome on. God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing?
God
thank
bless.
God for you
God
coming
bless.
On and joining
God
in.
God bless
with
you, sister.
God bless.
God bless you. Yeah,
God
we
bless
miss you.
Been lifting you up.
Oh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 We do that.
Fight good to fight of faith. We rejoice
yes.
and stand with your sister, her husband, and wife continually
yes.
for God's
Amen.
Grace to be manifest. We stand strong
yes.
against the adversary. And
yes.
those that who have made Jesus by faith, now you can
Thank
go
you.
Down in his name in authoritative water baptism in Jesus' name and come and walk in the newness of life and be filled
yes.
with the Holy Ghost so you can tread
yes.
down the enemy under the soles of your feet. Everywhere.
Amen.
Everywhere.
Amen.
Miracles are witness
Thank
and proof
Jesus.
Of God's power as we leave tonight. If you're in Africa, Russia, China, Portugal, wherever you may be, Mexico, do not give up hope because darkness is seen to be clouded around. There is a light that's greater than that darkness that's coming upon your nation. That is the light of the Jesus, the Christ, who was lifted up, died, shed his blood, and rose again, and he is alive, and he's visiting
yes.
your nation now. He's visiting your
yes.
needs. Wherever you call upon him, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Messiah, whether you're in Israel, whether you're in Pakistan, Afghanistan, wherever you are, Jesus
yes,
will visit
Lord.
You where you are in your
yes.
need.
Yes,
Amen.
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 We thank God for all of you that have been listening. Don't forget, tomorrow night we have another God's Word to Man broadcast. Look for the advertisement, Lord, say the same at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we love you all from Brother Lee and Brother Nate and Sister Anderson, Sister Tig. May God bless you all and keep you in
yes.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless.
Behold.